Somewhere north of Wareham, the land began to flatten. Maple and birch gave way to scrub oak and pitch pine, and the air tickled with salt. In the back seat of our overstuffed and overheated Ford station wagon, my younger brother Ned and I stopped playing Gotcha Last and sat up, alert as bloodhounds. My older brother Harry looked up from his Hardy Boys book. We shouted as we spotted each familiar milestone. The first cranberry bog, the first seagull, the first glimpse of salt water, a brackish inlet rimmed with rickety-looking docks, which led, we knew, to a tidal creek, which flowed to the bay, which, at some distant point, emptied into the ocean. I have been making this trip for 42 years. My family has been making it for nearly a century, starting in 1903, when my great-grandfather brought his family down by horse and carriage along the dirt road that curled from town to town before this highway was built. In those days, the journey from Boston to Cape Cod took 6 hours. Today it takes less than that to get from Manhattan to the Cape. Families came for the entire summer back then. We are staying for a month. But as always, the summer doesn't begin until we get to the big house. And as we draw closer, I almost forget for a moment that this will likely be the last time we make this trip.